As I said at the beginning, we have had been doing some training in the hub, and that what that looks like is that we've been going in at 9 o'clock in the morning and being there until 4 o'clock in the afternoon, writing down lots of information. It means that Beth has been speaking very fast, and for some of us, for Sonia, it means that Sonia has had to do this sort of kind of something that we can't even comprehend. She's got to listen in English for herself, write notes on a computer for her own benefit, and then translate to two people either side into German. And also translate every stupid comment that comes from me and Rick and Dennis, which I can see at the end, she's just thinking, just shut up. I don't want to have to explain another joke. So she has done fantastically well. So that's kind of what we've been doing. The people downstairs, I don't know what they think. We've been singing, we've been laughing, and we've been... So next week we'll go in and try and explain what's happening. But, you know, as a church here, we say we're on a journey with Friends to Freedom. But that isn't just us doing that. We're on a wider journey. And we've got friends here from all over the world, and they've specifically stayed longer so that they can be with us. And I just thought it would be good for us to hear from them and for you to get to know them a little bit. And so we've reprised the sort of gardener's question time from the summer. And so I'm going to welcome Beth, from who some of you will know, and some of you have, we just roll her name out, but some of you have never actually met. So it's great to have Beth. And I'm going to invite Rick to come down and Sonia to come down, and we're going to chat. We're going to have a chat. So yeah, welcome them. Do you want to go here, Beth? These microphones have been tested, but the volumes will maybe go up and down whilst we get the things together.
Turn them on.
Excellent. Good. So why don't we just introduce ourselves, and you can go at the end and... Yeah, introduce yourself and also maybe some of the people you're traveling with.
Yeah, okay. I had a little identity crisis yesterday because suddenly I don't know who I am anymore, because I was playing golf with Daniel, and he said, yeah, I had to write your name because we had to play. He said, I didn't recall your last name. So now I'm Rick von Dutch. So... And if you want to know if I win from Daniel, no, I didn't. But he didn't win from me either. We were exactly equal.
So, okay.
We both lost. We both win. You're wrong. Okay, I'm from Holland, from the south of Holland. We planted a church there 12 years ago with a team. Esther, there's my wife. She's with me. Beautiful, huh? She's beautiful, yeah. I know. with Birdeen, she's sitting over there. Her husband couldn't be here, Leonard. Maybe some of you saw him because they were here in holiday, so maybe some of you met him. And also Mariella was here. She is already gone yesterday. And Dennis and Tabata. And they are from Belgium, but they are in our church because we're in the south. It's not too far away, so they also were here this week. And we had a very great time. And we really, in church, we really function as a team. We call it core team, and we really function at that. The pastor, okay, it's always about the pastor. It's not about the pastor. It's about everybody. So that's mine.
Introduce yourself? No, okay. Ignore that then. Sonia, you can introduce yourself. Don't mess with me.
Hi, I'm Beth. It's good to be here.
Did you bring anyone with you, Beth?
I brought me, myself, and I.
Excellent. A great team.
So, my name is Sonja, and you know the advantage of being the translator is always, if the jokes are getting too weird, you're just telling them whatever you like in your own language, and no one can prove it. So, we had a blast, it was a great time. So, as I said, my name is Sonja, I'm living in the southwestern part of Germany. Maybe you heard of the Black Forest area, which is really beautiful, so you're all invited. Maybe not the whole church at one time, but if you're coming one after the other. And we're here in a group of, I don't know, six, now eight friends of mine, and we are pastoring three churches, so we are not from one church, but it's all in the same area, and maybe you could just stand up because it's such a crowd here, yeah. Germans.
Yeah.
So we have Renate, Andreas, Roland, Andrea, Bärbel, Silke, and Tobias, and Silke and Tobias, they just joined us. Yesterday, the day before yesterday, and actually they're on their honeymoon, which is really nice.
Wow. Amazing.
That is amazing. You know, some of you have been on this journey with us, with Beth. Beth's been connecting with us as a church for a number of years, but it's good to hear from Rick and Sonia what their connection with Beth is and how they started that journey. So, yeah.
Maybe you have time. We have time. No, first I can say something about our church. We started, I think, about 14 years ago, a little bit longer, with an Alpha course in our house. And God really did amazing things. And after that, okay, we thought we were really enthusiastic about it. So we thought, okay, we do another one. And before we know it, we did four. And there were about 20 people in our home. But we never intended to pastor a church. That wasn't something what was in our minds. And we were also in a church in Breda. It was nearby our where we were living. And we met Beth there. That was our first meeting we had with her. And I never forget this very simple example. Maybe, I don't know if you remember it, but I still remember it. We were sitting at tables, like the training week, and she put three sugar cubes in front of me. First she put down one, then she put down the second and the third on top. And then she said, now you do it. I was just looking a bit glazed, like I couldn't understand. So she did it again. And I thought, yeah, what's the matter? So she did it again, and suddenly I realized, oh, I have to do it. So I did it the same way. And then she said to me, okay, I will be there as long as you get it. I will always be there and help you till you get it. And so that connection is still there. We're working together for 16 years now, and it's not really working, it's being friends. And that's what I really appreciate in you, Beth, that we really are friends together. It's not, I said it in a training also, it's not the kind of thing the teacher is teaching. No, it's a friend teaching friends. And that's really amazing to see that happening. So that's a kind of connection, and we go a long way all on a journey together. It's not something, Beth is, okay, just follow me. No, we're on the journey together and really finding out things and making mistakes and seeing different things. Oh no, that's not the right way. But it's really special to be on that journey together. And that's what I really feel in this. It's a friendship. Okay, the teaching is important, but the friendship is the most important thing. So, thank you.
Well, I think I got to know Beth in 2001, something like that, 15 years ago. And we planted a church in the western part of Germany, which is quite a rough area, especially in terms of Christianity. And I think we did every mistake you could do by planting a church. So if you want to plant a church and know everything you shouldn't do, just ask me. And the problem was I was the leader of the team. So I had no clue how to survive personally and how to survive with this team and to do it in the city. And then a friend of mine introduced me to Beth, and she helped us a great deal, just getting stable and fixing our eyes on the right things. And it's not that this church plant succeeded, but I really learned it's about relationship, it's about friendship, about this journey Daniel was speaking, so friends journeying together to freedom. And when I moved to the southwestern part, I just asked Beth if she would come down and get to know my friends. And we were excited, so we, you know, really, we just, in German you would say, we bought her, because we went with her to the Black Forest, and she's keen on, you know, these cuckoo watches? Cuckoo, cuckoo. So it's quite silly. I mean, I would never put something in my apartment. But actually, she really liked that. I don't know why, but...
Would you like to respond to that accusation?
It's okay, I know she'll never steal my cuckoo clock.
So now in Eugene, in America, she got one of these cuckoo clocks. And now I really appreciate, she's a great mentor, she has a lot of insight, she hears from God, which is just mind-blowing, but first of all, she's a friend, and I'm so thankful to know her, and yeah, just to travel this long time. And I'm still amazed how long it takes for me to learn. So it still feels like, you know, like driving with this L for learner on the car after 15 years. So now I realize, okay, it's really, really a long journey. But if you're traveling with friends, then it doesn't matter how long the journey takes. So it's great.
Yeah, that's excellent. We first connected with Beth. My some of you know my sister was in a church in Germany, and to be quite honest, I was getting a bit fed up of this. You know, oh, Beth says this, and Beth says that, Beth says this. Like, shut
That's
up.
That's how my children feel too.
Saying, hell, you must meet Bethy. Bethy's so wonderful. Like, you know, naturally, I was like, yeah. So then it was decided that, you know, we should meet. We should meet Beth. So it was like, you've got to drive to Luton. I'm thinking, no one drives to Luton, you know? Not even people in Luton enjoy driving to Luton. But anyway, we thought, it's fine. We'll go to Luton, we'll meet Beth, we'll get it over and done with, we'll shut up, you know, Coralie will say, it's all done, tick, boom, gone. So Mum and Dad, Tanya and I, got in the car and we drove to Luton. And I think one of the first questions Beth asked me is, do you still sin? And I said, welcome. Well, a cup of tea would be nice. And I said, so I'm thinking, is this a trick question? I don't know. So I said, yes, trying to be humble. Yes, I do. And then the next question was, and does everything... Do all the sins that you have struggled with, does Tanya know what they all are? So do you have anything that is a secret from Tanya that is a weakness in your life? And I said, something along those lines, I think. And, I said, yes. No, I said, yeah, I have things that Tanya doesn't know about. And so Beth said, well, you're not free, because if you were free, it wouldn't be about performing for each other's acceptance. I thought, oh, okay. So anyway, carried on with the conversation. And then at the end of it, after a few drawings, and you don't get away without drawings with Beth, there was a clapping of her hands. So, we're going to do this, this, and this, and I'm going to do this, and that, and the other. And Tanya, we both walked out and said, what just happened? And I think Beth had promised the people, no, I'm just going to see these people, these English people, and I'm just going to get this out of the way, and I'm going to tick the box, but I'm not taking on any new churches. No, nothing will come out of this. The end of whatever, it was like, right, I'll see you next year. We'll do this and we'll do that. And I'm like, oh. So, I don't know, that's my memory of it. What is that a sort of fairly accurate memory for yourself? You've got a more loving version than that, you know. Yeah. Do you want to add to that?
Yeah, he forgets the part that Tanya was sitting there nervously and Daniel kept turning to her and caring for her. Aww. Yeah, and that's what endeared me to Daniel, was I meet a lot of pastors and preachers that don't even notice their wife. And yeah, that's what I think. And he was consistently caring for her. So anyway, that's my part.
Excellent. Thank you. And I continue to care for her. That's my wife.
We're working on that.
That's my wife. So what did you enjoy about the training week, Sonia?
Well, actually, the food. It was excellent.
Scotty cooked all the food for us. So bless him. Scotty's not here because he cooked for us all week. Then he cooked for a women's or a conference in Nailsea, which some people enjoyed. And now he's moving house. So pray for Scotty. But anyway.
Yeah. So, I mean, I never expected to come to England to enjoy the food, but okay. So once presupposition is gone. we enjoyed the hospitality of the church. I mean, you haven't been there, but Daniel and Tanya and Claire and the other Claire and all the people running around, so you could just sense the spirit of the church must be welcoming and friendly and the hospitality, so we really enjoyed that. And yeah, there were a lot of information, but for me it was a very practical tool, what it really means that Christ is the hope of glory living in you. So, you know, it's not just a statement written down in the Bible, but how can you live that out? How can you put it in practice? What does it mean to your everyday life and to relationships with your friend and family and church and business and all that sort? So it was some more practical training, not really how to do in a sense of getting a 12-point plan, something like that, but to just exchange, to put it in your heart, to hear from the other. I mean, it was terrible. We also shared our revelations, and then, you know, the first of my friends start crying because she was so touched, and then the next of my friends starts crying because she was so touched, and I was sitting there trying to translate and trying to hold back the tears, and so it was also really a sort of healing and having an input on every level, so body, soul, mind, and just, you could sense what church it must be here, so we really enjoy that a lot.
Excellent. Rick, what were your enjoyments?
Do I have to say it? The food, of course. I really love the food. But also being together with friends, that's what I always noticed. We did some more weeks of this, and every time you come together, also with different people we've seen before but not really know, and that you really become friends. And that's very special to notice that. Also, the same as Sonia saying, your hospitality, your friend, the warmth. I really enjoy that. I think you have to explain something downstairs. Yeah, I really do, because we loved really, really a lot. So, and that was also very special to notice the fun we had together. Really learning, not just fun, also learning, understanding things, really getting revelations. That's what I enjoyed also, especially that we really could see God moving and people getting revelations in their own, for their own. And then sharing that. Because that's most of the time the difficult part, right? Most of the time that's the difficult part, to really share what is coming up. Because most of the time we feel like, okay, I don't tell them. Just because you feel ashamed or you feel, and that wasn't there at all. It was really very open. And that was good. I really enjoyed that.
Beth, what did you enjoy?
What did I enjoy? Well, I obviously enjoyed the pasties. I think that what I enjoyed the most was giving all you guys homework.
I didn't enjoy that. of course not.
What did I enjoy? I enjoyed watching lights come on in people's faces. I most like it when I see somebody set free of something that's been holding them bondage, and causing a torment in their soul. So I think I like that the most. The other thing I like was Dave's party last night, but yeah. Other than that, it's good.
It's, you know, Rick said it, and, you know, yeah, it's an opportunity for us to become friends and get to know each one of us a little bit better. And although we've met at varying times, or some of us have met at varying times for a weekend or here, it's not the same. And so, yeah, for me, it was great. We sat around and you could see each person, and you could just, yeah, you started to get to know them and talk to them and find out about their lives. And, you know, I said at the end, each one of them to get here, to come to this training was an immense amount of personal sacrifice. Most of them are taking holidays from work. They're leaving their kids behind. They're leaving parents who they normally care for behind. They're leaving, you know, it doesn't come without cost. And then they're paying for the privilege as well in flights and also in training costs. So, you know, when you say, oh, we're going to have a training in the weekend in the UK in September, it sounds all very nice. But actually, just the fact that these guys turned up was just an amazing thing for us. And I loved it. At one point, I was saying about Jenny's birthday. Tabitha had a birthday during the week. So to begin with, the Dutch sang her happy birthday in the Dutch style, which isn't just our version in English. It's different, and we're all looking at them slightly weirdly, and then we sung it in English, and thought, you know, most people could join in with that, and we thought that was it, over. And then the Germans jumped up and sung their version of it, which was really nice, actually, lovely harmonies. You should be on the road, I think. There's another chorus, is there? As a chorus. Okay, well, your version is winning so far, I think, although the Dutch version is pretty raucous as well. And then we had a lady from Chile, and so she sung the sort of Chilean version, yeah. And then she got on a roll and started running about every other version of Happy Birthday. So Tabitha said, I've never had as many versions of Happy Birthday sung to me, and Beth pointed out, hey, this is probably what heaven's going to be like, yeah. You know, every tribe and every tongue and every nation, and actually we're all together, and so, that little kind of moment, although it was sort of secondary, was, yeah, it was a real glimpse of, wow, this is amazing. Why this wouldn't happen anywhere, well, very rarely would happen, that we've got all these people together for this reason, and actually they all love each other, and so, that was one of my favourite moments, so... So as I said before, as a church, we are on a journey with Friends to Freedom, and these guys have been on that journey for longer. They're in some ways ahead of us in time, but also ahead of us in experience. And so, I thought it would be good to ask them their advice on what advice would you give us as a church as we journey together to freedom. You're my specialist panel here, Basically, you know, yeah, exactly, my expert panel. Should we let Beth go first, or no? You can go first,
I
right?
Can. Yeah. I want to. This morning I was thinking about it, so I wrote some things down. There are three words in it. The first is journey. I was thinking about... most of the time, we think it's not a journey, it's a race. We think we have to, it's like, okay, we're behind, so we have to... No, it's not a race. And that's what I learned in the beginning, like the hard way, because in the beginning, when Betty came along, we were like sitting after a week of being in our house and talking, and we're sitting on our couch like... Oh, because we thought, oh, now we have to do this in a week or two. And we have to all know it and understand it and everything. And we called it, even had a name for it, we called it lab time, life after Betty. Oh. but then we started to realize that it's not about a race. It's just understanding, learning. So journey is a very important word, I think. That it's a journey you are on. Mm. And it's not something, okay, you can achieve. It's you're on a journey, and that's good. The second word was friends. And friends, I just wrote down, not just friends. Because most of times you can also have friends on Facebook. But that's not what it's about. Friends, it's about trusting. It's about really getting to know one another. Really know what is going on in each other's lives. Also, it means that you have to be vulnerable. But you only can be that if you are in an environment where you can trust one another. So it's very important that you look at that. That friends has a much deeper meaning than most of the time in the world is meant friends. So that's also, I think, a thing you really have to be aware of that. And really be, you have to share time together. Do fun things. It isn't just about ministry. Because before we know it in church, we are falling back to ministry. We have to do something together. But it's really about being friends, really enjoy all the things in life. The birthday, like Saturday night, that are great things also. You're together and you're really experiencing life together. So that was my second word, freedom. To understand freedom, that is what we did this week. And it took me a long time to really try to understand it. And I think now I'm experiencing, okay, I'm getting more and more to know what it's about. I wrote one thing down for me, but it's very important that God was really showing me that as a pastor, most of the time, people think that have to be perfect, that you don't have things going around. And for me, freedom is that you can be who you are with your weaknesses and with your strengths. So that is also important to know that it's good that to be who you are and just, okay, I have weaknesses, but I also have strengths. So that's for me. Yeah.
Well, Rick is just more clever than me because he brought his paper with him. So, you know, Daniel gave it the paper on Friday, and so we could do our homework, what to say this morning, and then before we were getting up, he was checking our lines, if we are trustworthy to sit here. No, that's not true. Just joke. When I read the line, what would we give advice, I wrote, ha, ha. I mean, what to tell. For us, we are not from the same church, so we as a circle of friends, we are not the church board or in leadership team, something like that, which gives us a great freedom just to do the journey as friends, and maybe some of the things we learned could be useful for you. If not, then just think of anything you'd like to think of, what you're doing this afternoon, something like that, and forget what I'm telling. So for us on the journey, we had three keywords which became quite helpful for us. One was openness, liability, and not everything what is said in the circle keeps in the circle. And so over time, from maybe 2 years, we could create a safe space. So one of the homework assignments we got from Beth was sharing all our weaknesses and anxieties. And it's really interesting, even if you know the people before, but then you're sitting there in the living room, and then I said, okay, I'm going first. And Bärbel was so brave, she was joining me. And then you're sitting there, and you're really opening up and getting vulnerable, because you don't know if they're laughing or just thinking, oh no, she's much more weird than we ever thought she is. Yeah. But after every one of us was sharing, there was such a sense of unity and also, okay, this is really a safe place. I'm not rejected. They were listening carefully. They were praying for me. They didn't give me some advice. Just sharing, praying, and staying there. And so by now, when every one of us, sometimes life can get really hard on you. And so we just texts on the smartphones in SOS. And I don't have to tell what is bothering me, but I know immediately all of these guys will stop their work or being at home and just texting back, okay, praying for you or something, just the line, what came in their mind. And I think that's a small version of what church should look like, being a safe place for people outside, that they could come and feel if they're really sharing, if they're getting vulnerable, no one will ever reject them. So they're accepted, 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 no matter what they're doing. And if they're not changing till the end of the world, they're still accepted. And by that, I think you can grow. Because you, for me, I have to have this safe place. Otherwise, it's still performance. I mean, I know that I can perform, not in English, but in German. And so you're always just facing the masks, but putting up the mask and getting real. And I think church should be a real thing. And so we experience that in a maybe a bit of this, but church in a grower measure should be. And I was thinking, actually, hopefully I'm not getting too political, but I thought in the kingdom of God, you know, there is no Brexit or exit or whatever. So, I mean, we all would see again. So, yeah. If not here, then either in Jerusalem or in heaven, I don't know. And so to understand, we're together the best way we can be. And what we experience as a team is also, you know, as Germans, we are not really that polite. I'm sorry about that. We are quite blunt. Oh, your new dress, I don't like it. So something like that. Yeah. And so be aware if you're coming to Germany. And but so we enjoy the strength of each other. And for the weaknesses, we think, yeah, we have to fix it in our own lives and also in the lives of the others. But then turning that around and really actively valuable the difference of people. So one of the sentences was celebrating diversity. And this is hard in church. Now I'm 20 years in this pastoral thing. I don't know how I survived. But it's really hard to celebrate diversity because really also with my friends, sometimes I think, I don't know how you can manage to go through life if you're so weird. I'm really sorry, I love you, but I don't understand you. And to get to know, you don't have to understand someone to love him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's easier, but also I figured out I can't do it on my own. So I need Christ to love my friends and not to talk about loving my enemies. Yeah, I'm still trying to love my friends the best I can do. And so for our circle, we experience we really have more and more of this Christ in us living thing coming alive. And this is really attractive. And I think that's also what church is like. People coming and sometimes they don't know, it really feels good. I don't know why these Christians seems to be a bit out of the world, but it really feels good. And I think they just experience Christ. So that's in a little scale what we measured. And yeah, all what Rick said, it's a journey. It takes time. You have to stay connected. You can't hurry. And that's okay. That's fine.
I think that I would always remember that everyone in this room, everyone in this country, everyone in this world needs to love and to be loved. It's the bottom line. And the damage that we suffer because of the rejection and the confusion and the pain is horrendous. And we can be a light in our community because we know what people need. They don't need more doctrine. They don't need your correction. They really need to be loved. And I think that if I was to give advice here, I would say find 5 people in your community, in your family, wherever, and begin to pray and ask God, how can I show them that I value them? It's really very simple. Just go to God quietly, make a list, and say, Father, how do I show this person that I value them? How can I demonstrate that although they're very different than me, that they're very valuable, that God created them in his image and his likeness, and although they function different, different levels of maturity, different levels of woundedness, different levels of just how they perceive life, that there are five people out there that you could change their life by asking the Trinity to give you wisdom, empowerment, understanding of how you can help those five people know that they're special. That's what I would say.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good. Sonia touched a little bit on the kind of Brexit sort of thing, and the hardest thing for me was knowing that regardless of the kind of outcome, people were going to feel rejected, and I know that even family members, you know, Tanya's from Australia, my brother-in-law's from Germany, you know, Milena's from Bulgaria, and it's quite difficult as a family to say, you know, just by making some statement, however good, it has an effect, and so, you know, it's fantastic just to be here all together and demonstrating that actually we're united through something so much stronger than that, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for that. It's good. And we are on that journey. When we were at the training, we started on Monday at midday. So we all got there and we were starting with a lunch. And then the question started, well, where's Beth? we're like, well, Beth is driving from Germany to the UK. And almost without exception, every single person looked at me like, why is Beth driving from Germany? And I said, well, no. I said, well, you know, Beth doesn't like aeroplanes, so that's one thing. But there's also, you know, seeing where you are on the map and driving from A to B is really good. And I came up with all these, you know, quite reasonable reasons that sounded. But then the time was ticking on. And that I started to believe, why is Beth driving? You know? You know what I mean? How am I going to begin this? Because people are very different. Yeah. And so some people are like, oh, this is fabulous. We can just hang around for the rest of the afternoon talking with each other. Not everyone thinks like that. And I could see the others who were circling like sharks going, when is someone going to take charge of this rabble and begin and write something on the board and so that we can start, you know? And so that was all going on. Then Beth arrived. There was a great sense of relief came over me. I stupidly said, my opening statement to Beth was, so did you enjoy your journey? Which she quite rightly thinks, shut up and just give me a hug, which should have been the first thing. Do the second thing first. That's the thing. But actually, during the training, what Beth said
is, by the way, I did have a better time driving than flying.
Yeah, absolutely. But what you also said, which I was really challenged by, is, hey, it's an opportunity. Going on a road trip with four or five people is an amazing opportunity to get to know them, and you'll do stuff that you'll never be able to do and you'll never get, and they had their little private jokes going on and they'd seen things together. And I thought to myself, yeah, in my attempt to make everything efficient and quick and easy, I have completely lost the opportunity to see that there was an opportunity for a journey, and we missed out on it. That Beth and the guys in the car had something that we didn't have because we just were so focused on getting there and doing it. So that was a real challenge. And I thought, okay, I'm not saying I still want to travel. I'll probably fly next time. But I did think, yeah, how are we going to do more things together so that we connect and have friendships rather than just getting people from A to B, because that isn't the point. So finding excuses to do things that will actually cause us to connect.
I'm
good.
Great at inventing excuses.
yeah, if you're short of ways, speak to Beth.
Hey, listen, I gotta just say this. We got to go to the zoo. I love going to the zoo. Yes, it's a great zoo. And what was really fun for me is having all my friends go with me to the zoo, not just people from here, but from Europe. So I had several of my friends at the zoo with me, and that was great fun. Except I had to compete with them to feed Jenny the giraffe. But other than that, it was great.
I think Beth should take on the international marketing for Noah's Ark Zoo Farm because, you know, she, yeah, you just load her case up with some pamphlets before that, you know. So, yeah. Finally, what have you enjoyed about the UK? Just generally about the UK and its entirety. So, Rick, you got a list. Wow, yeah. That's impressive.
No,
you know, I never got one of these papers.
Yeah, you're right.
on purpose.
Yeah. Didn't God tell you the questions?
No, I thought I was not speaking today.
Carry on, Rick.
What was really... Yeah, we met a lot of friendly people, and that was for me like, whoa, in Holland it's, I think some are, but not everybody, but a lot of friendly people, so that was really what we noticed, being here, and also kind of, yeah, relaxed environment, that's what we noticed. We also enjoyed just staying in your homes, in your home and experiencing, okay, what do you have for breakfast? How does it go? What is the lunch? And so all that kind of things also. Food, of course, yes. But also, and yeah, Betty's already said it, but seeing Chris, you, in your daily work was for me like seeing someone with a passion, really seeing that. I enjoy that because that's what I always enjoy when I'm somewhere around because... Yeah, in every country it's different. You have a very special work, but it's amazing to see that. Just see you in your natural environment and just with those birds really impressed me. So thank you for that. And last but not least, I really like your desserts.
Yes.
Dave is at the... It was great, really.
Dave is on a journey of sharing his desserts with others. He's not. He hasn't started on that journey. Come on, Dave. Come on. Denial is the first step you need to get through. Anger will come. We'll get through it together, buddy.
You did look in the fridge, right, Dave? What do I like it best
if
about the UK?
If I knew that, I would eat it.
Got it covered. Gosh, to be blunt and honest, I like that you speak English. I'm in so many countries that I hear blah, 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 Bethy, blah, 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 blah. And then everybody goes, ah, ha, ha, ha. And you're like, what did they say? So you're just kind of connecting all the time, and all God does is go, you're all right, you're all right. And every once in a while he'll go, oh. But so I like that you speak English. I really have enjoyed getting to know how open the Brits are. It's like at first you're not, but then when you somehow say, okay, this person's either crazy enough or okay enough, there's a real openness that I like. It's really precious. How many of you have been in your homes, see where you work? You know, Chris is one. I get to go over where Pete works, and then Ben works with Pete, and then Susie. I mean, it's really a lot of fun for me. I've really, really enjoyed getting to know Daniel and Tanya. Tanya, that'll always be Tanya for me. And just seeing their desire to bring here the pathway to teaching people how to be healthy in relationships. I like that. So I really like Cornwall a lot. I'm just trying to go through the practical side, but really what I'm fond of. And there's something very special about Great Britain, but England in particular. When you talked about being in Luton, I had been coming to England for 4 years, and I was working with a Sri Lankan churches there. And so I very honestly, people would say, "So do you like England?" I'd say, "No, I don't. It's not. It just doesn't. No." And so when you guys were coming, I'll never forget, I had told my side of the story of them coming was I had Coralie, his sister, saying, "Oh, you need to meet, you know, you need to meet, you need to meet." And I kept saying, "No, I don't, no, I don't, no, I don't. I'm done, I'm full. Countries are done. I'm in 35 nations. You go meet them. I'm done." And then one of my closest friends is a woman named Helga. She administrates me globally, and she just loves Charles and Joyce. So normally she would defend me when I would say I don't need to meet anybody else. And then when it came to these guys, she said, "Well, you know, it might be a good idea." Traitor, you know. So I said, "Fine, I'll meet them for 2 hours. I'll tick it off the box. It'll be done." And so I'm in Luton with this other family, this church. He has several Sri Lankan churches that he was running. And as they pulled in the driveway, I went to peek out the door, and instantly I heard God say, "The English have arrived." And it was just out of the blue. He said, "You haven't met the Brits yet. You haven't met the English. You've met Sri Lankans living in England, but you haven't met England yet." And it was an amazing awareness that I was in a culture within a culture, and I hadn't really met the culture. It was a very unique thing for me. And I really fell very much in love with Daniel and Tanya because, first of all, he was so aware of his wife and so wanting to relate, wanting to get it right before God, and really struggling finding his route in that. So as I came here, I found myself falling in love with England. And so it's been an interesting turn that has taken for me of really seeing England and parts of England, going to Cheddar and over. They brought me over to Wales and just places that we've been. So that's what I would say. It's a long answer, but it's from the heart.
Well, especially for Bethy, blah, 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 blah.
Mamma mia.
No, wow. What we enjoy in the UK is really everything. You know, we were driving, and usually we are talking all the time. And then sometime, probably just a few seconds, we were silent in the car. And in this silence, Renate, she said, "You know, I think we all have to become more British." I think she's absolutely right. So we enjoyed the landscape, the sea, the beach, but especially the people. So what Rick said is the same for us. We met really just warm-hearted people, open people, helpful people, going to a grocery store or whatever. So not just polite, but really friendly, really helpful. And one store, it was just supermarket buying some stuff. There was this old lady, and she was looking like the queen. So, you know, with this gray hair and curls and that stuff. And she was just so extremely friendly. So, "Oh, do you need a special bag for your beer?" Okay, we're Germans. Okay. And then something didn't work out with the card we used, and so we were standing there a long time. But she was so nice at the end. We six of us were standing in awe of her, just looking at her. "That's incredible. Never met such a lady in a German supermarket." And I think she got a bit weird because looking at us standing there. But that's the attitude we met all over the place. Yeah. So we really felt so welcomed. So, just thanks for what you are. And it's just a great blessing. I think you as a nation is a big blessing.
Excellent.